Welcome, everyone. You are tuned in to the official podcast of the Rebuild Detroit program with your host, Roosevelt Belton Jr. And for each episode, we seek to highlight the stories and perspectives of the students, faculty, and staff who make up the core mission of providing diversity, equity, and inclusion within the higher education system in the Metro Detroit area. And in this episode, we'll be focusing more on student perspective as I'm sitting down with current Detroit Mercy student and Rebuild scholar, Adrian Eady. Adrian, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Love to be here.
Good, good. So you will be the first and only student we have with this series. So we're very eager to just get your perspective on just how things are going.
Nice. Well, this is my first podcast, so the first here. I was asked into the Rebuild program when I was at Henry Ford. And ever since, I've actually enjoyed being in the program. A wonderful experience. I suggest actually anybody to take part of it. You're like a regular college student with just a little extra stuff to do.
Got you. So just speaking of your experience at Henry Ford and how that led you to Rebuild, what first got you interested in the Rebuild program?
I actually didn't even know it existed. I was at Henry Ford. I was trying to get into a histology program at Beaumont in Royal Oak. Mm-hmm. So I needed to take some prerequisites before I got into the program. So I said, okay, I can go to Henry Ford. It's pretty cheap. I was paying out of pocket for a couple of classes. I got stopped by an Eric Sanders in the hallway. And what he was explaining was too good to be true. He said, you know, your college is kind of paid for. You come out with a bachelor's, you get research. And so I've always wanted to work in a lab. So I was thinking like, okay, if I get research experience, it's like catapult me into a whole different area than histology. I said, well, why not? I can get a bachelor's, I can get experience. So I went for it, got it, and here I am.
Exactly. And it's worked out well for you so far.
Yes.
So just speaking of Rebuild, they have a very structured way that they want students to progress through the program. So when you were first getting involved, what were you expecting going in and how did those expectations change as you progressed through the program?
When I first thought about the program, I thought it was going to be like super heavy, you know, like we're going to be doing research on top of your own schoolwork. They plan on you being full time. So chances of getting a job on the side is minimum. So I thought like in my head, I was thinking, okay, this is going to be a lot. Coming in as a transfer student, the last time I was a full-time student was years ago. So I was kind of nervous with taking on like 6 to 7 classes on top of something else. But actually, the more I was in it and the more years have passed, it actually wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Had to juggle some things, but you think it's hard in the beginning. And then once you get in it, you're just like, okay, I can handle this.
So Rebuild has a focus on students pursuing biomedical careers. With your background in histology, why is medicine or just biomedical careers in general something that you became interested in?
Ever since high school, I wanted to be in a lab. Unfortunately, nobody told me how to be in the lab. When I thought of it, it was like a, you know, like a crazy scientist mixing chemicals together and that's all they do. So actually, I never actually pursued the histology route like I wanted to. So I decided to like, okay, I should try research. It seemed like, you know, bench work doesn't seem too bad. Finding out information people didn't know yet. I thought that was so cool to me. And so I finished a surgical technologist program at Henry Ford. So that led me to understanding how to basically not contaminate, how to use my workplace as best as I can. So that experience kind of helped me, especially in my research right now. And so I think just my interest in biology and research basically has really kept me motivated through this whole process. I'm excited for what's going to happen afterwards and my future. So,
you know, talking about your future and just getting that hands-on experience, Rebuild, that is something that is a benchmark of Rebuild is providing you that support network of mentors and, you know, getting that hands-on research experience. How have those opportunities sort of made your future a little bit clearer as far as, you know, what you want to pursue?
Oh, connecting with people who are actually kind of in the field you want to be in or have experience. I don't specifically want to become a professor, but they know other people. So to be able to have that connection, I'm super excited for my future. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've already been like talking to people from grad schools and been able to know more people in admissions for that. Or if it's job wise, people who have like research facilities in the area who are willing to like, you know, interview me for a job. So I think having those connections, it's just mind blowing amazing.
You know, just touching a little bit more on research, what's an example of some research that, you know, you've enjoyed or you've just been able to conduct so far?
I've had basically about two different research experiences. They're the complete opposite spectrum because COVID. My first research experience, I did a lot more reading, being able to summarize. So I don't know if anybody knows, but reading a scientific published paper does not take 5 minutes. It takes a lot of, okay, I got to read that sentence again. What is that word? What is going on here? So I worked with a Dr. Joshi, and I've read maybe 20 published papers. And I think with her help, I'm now able to decipher what's going on, kind of what's filler and what's needed to know. I can read diagrams. I can figure out pictures easier. Like, okay, this is good experience because science is not just pictures and, you know, workbench. It's a lot of reading. So I'm glad I got that experience. The research I'm a part of currently is in Dr. Nager's lab, and now I'm getting the real hands-on work. I'm growing cells, I'm doing Western blots, I'm doing a lot of assays I didn't think I was going to be doing. So it's I like that I'm getting a lot of both in this program and not just like, oh, I'm only doing one assay or I'm only doing stuff you learn in a class. I'm really doing things people do for their job. So it gives me a lot of experience.
Exactly. Excellent. And sort of, you know, branching out a little bit further, one of the aims of Rebuild is to recruit and increase participation of underrepresented students in STEM careers. As a current Rebuild scholar who has progressed through this program, how has this opportunity or experience influenced your views on the necessity of programs like Rebuild?
Oh, it's super needed because even now, even though we're getting more progressive and you see more women or people of color in these areas, honestly, when you actually go up higher in these positions, you start to still see less. We need to, like, if we can get more people to just keep going up, like, does everybody need to be in research? No, I get it. But to have more, like, people of color and doctors and dentists and behind the scenes, like it would be a drastic change. And I think Rebuild is definitely helping with that, being able to like give us this opportunity without too many drawbacks. I mean, we don't have to worry about coming out of debt when we graduate. I mean, we get a little bit of money so we can like, you know, pay for our books. We don't have to like super worry about like, okay, what's going to happen next. You know, they still give a little leeway. If you want to get a job, a little part-time, and you can handle it, they let you, you know. Mm-hmm. So once again, the connections. And also for us, when we're up in those positions and later, we can say, oh, I know this person, I know that person. And like, yes, bring them in. They're from Rebuild. Come on in. I don't know if you get hired automatically, but I know it looks good, you know. So it's like, We also need to help ourselves. So I'm hoping Rebuild long term is like the reason for all of this.
Excellent. And sort of, you know, getting to the end, you talked about Eric, talked about Dr. Josie. Who are some other individuals that have been influential as, you know, on your growth, not only as a student, but just as a person?
Well, I can always thank my family for that because they are always like they always push me. My mother and my father push me sometimes a little way too hard, but they're there, they're a support system. And I have my boyfriend, he's a huge support system. He's my cheat sheet. He's who I go to if I like need to talk about something. Like, okay, we're gonna do a mock presentation. I need you to listen. But other people are like Tommy, we got Dr. Jones, Dr. Nager. She's so patient with me. This past summer, I don't know how she didn't yell at me, but so I love her for that. We got Dr. Kagi, who's been helping me almost my whole way through because like my concentration is genetics and he's like the only genetics teacher. So he's been super helpful with that. I have Dr. Conant I'd like to thank because I'm now starting to get into the immunology part and she's helping me with any connections there. I can list all of my friends. I have a quote unquote twin. His name is Adrian as well. We help each other a lot. We have Eris, who both of these are both part of the Rebuild Detroit program. We're all in the same cohort. So even Eris and I don't take the same classes, but Adrian and I do. So we have this lovely connection there. We have my friend Luciana, who's also very helpful. I mean, I could just go on.
All right, Adrian, just last question for this episode. Given that, you know, this is your senior year, what piece of advice would you give to students who are listening to this and just starting their first semester in Rebuild?
Take your time. Oh, my goodness. You don't have to do everything at once. Do not, to be honest with you, just being in college throughout years, don't think you can handle all things on one day. Spread your schedule out. If you don't feel like you're putting pressure on your body will tell you and you will shut down. And I've had it. It's horrible. You have to take a whole day off, maybe two. Now you're backlogged. It's horrible. Please take time for yourself.
All right, Adrian. Great point. Thanks so much for coming on and just all the best going forward.
Thank you.